Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Doctor recommendation claim among OTC pain relievers. Use as directed. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
A German police official says there's been a shooting at a hospital in southern Germany and some people have been killed and wounded. In politics, some prominent politicians who don't have the burden of facing election this year are spending the weekend issuing warnings, trying to rally voters toward their side's candidates this November.
Each and every time we've made epic change.
President Obama tells the Congressional Black Caucus he alone can't change things.
It has not come from a man. It has come from a plan.
The plan?
To rescue our economy and rebuild it on a new foundation.
Earlier, also in Washington, at the Conservative Values Voters Summit,
we have a secular socialist machine led by Obama, Pelosi, and Reid.
Republican Newt Gingrich.
And on the other front, we have radical Islamists
calling Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius
left-wing thought police about Obamacare
for warning insurance companies against falsely citing health care reform for premium hikes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Move over, Buñol, Spain. Your La Tomatina Festival is getting some competition. From Milwaukee.
Tomato Rock!
The event has been held for the last 4 years. On Saturday, about 200 people squeezed into a big pen to throw rotten tomatoes at each other. Event organizer Brett Liljegren.
So we thought, well, you can't do Harvest Fest, you can't do Oktoberfest, you can't do Pumpkin Fest, those are all taken. But tomatoes, we thought we could kind of own.
Proceeds from the event are donated to the organization Feeding America. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
The Home Depot now has a variety of vanity sets starting at just $49. Great quality for an even better value. That's a purchase that reflects not only your good taste, but your good sense as well. We've lowered the cost of renewing and redoing your bath, thanks to stunning vanity sets starting at just $49. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Faucets sold separately while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from the Fort Sutter Room on the Delta King Riverboat Hotel in Old Sacramento. Now, I have to tell you, I am just loving the new and the old here in Sacramento, and we definitely don't have enough time today to go over everything that I have done so far, the things I want to do, and have guests. So you're just going to have to bear with me, but we'll make it through. The weather is a comfy, like 72 or 3 degrees. There was a little rain this morning. Yes, rain. We remember what that is in the desert. But I am sitting here now. Now, okay, you're going to get a little jealous. You're all going to be wishing you were here. I'm sitting here looking over the bow of the Delta King, which is a actual authentic riverboat with a paddle wheel in the back. I'm looking at the Sacramento Delta going by here. I probably got the name wrong, but we'll get it all straight with everybody that's going to be on. And the water is just beautiful. I'm looking at the trees. I'm looking at a gorgeous modern building across the way. It really is spectacular, and it's just, eat your heart out, what can I say? Valley is back in the station waiting to take your calls, and I've already talked to Valley, and she's, like I say, she's back there waiting and ready to help me put on a great show for everyone today.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Valley. Thank you so much for hanging out and taking care of that end for us.
All right, no problem.
Okay. All right, and if you want to see Valley, just go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and her picture along with Johnny Bruce and Dr. Lombardo, they're right there on the website. They're on the People Spotlight page, so that is travelingwithfrancoise.com. Now, I want to thank everyone for the well wishes. I don't really want to get into it today. We're going to talk about all this stuff that you know that I was doing next Sunday, but I will tell you, 10 days later, I was out and about, and my neck looks amazing. What can I say? I'm healing fine. Everything's great. And I just could not stop from coming to Sacramento. Everybody said, what are you doing? But I feel good. And I've been up here and just having a great time. So I'll tell you all the specifics next Sunday. So today, let's just focus on Old Sacramento, the Delta King Riverboat, the Crocker Museum, and everything else that we have to talk about today, or you're going to hear me talk about. Now, the numbers you need to know, and I suggest that you write these down, 760-320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 760 888-346-8294. And remember, you can listen online anywhere in the world by going to newstalk920.com or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com. We have regular visitors now from 25 different countries, so I'm really thrilled about that. And I was talking to a friend yesterday on the phone, and he was telling me that when he listens online, he hears everything just crystal clear. But remember, there's like a minute or so delay, so when it comes to the prizes, now, there's a little bit of delay on that, so just remember that. Don't get upset. Now, as I said today, it's all about Sacramento, the old, the new, my stay on the Delta King Riverboat, the Crocker Museum, a legend. This museum is a legend in the museum world. My underground tour of old Sacramento. Yes, I did go underground with a hard hat, the whole darn thing. My experience at the Railroad Museum. And you know what? I panned for gold. I finally panned for gold. Now, probably wasn't in the setting that you were all thinking. You know, I wasn't out in the rugged mountains. I wasn't wearing, you know, the actual whatever, what are they, dungarees. And I did it in front of the old Sacramento Museum, but I still did it. And I found a little piece of fool's gold. I thought it was real gold. I got all excited, but then they told me it wasn't. So what can I say? I was still excited. I kept it. It's my souvenir. So I have been having a blast. Now, I want to welcome new club members, Doug and Gina Edwards. Congratulations, you are now Club Francoise members, and they have access to all the free stuff in Club Francoise. So welcome Doug and Gina Edwards. And if you want to join Club Francoise, just go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and sign up. It's real easy. It's right there. So 760-320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And those are the numbers you need to know to sign up in the second hour to win your own very own trip right up here to the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. Now, when you come to the riverboat, what's so fabulous about all this is that when you can walk right up the dock, and yes, it's an actual boat. I said that before, and I know it's kind of hard for you to fathom, but I am on an actual riverboat, and you will be sleeping on the riverboat in your very own stateroom. But don't worry, if you get seasick, the boat doesn't move. We'll go into that with the owner, Mike Coyne. He'll tell us all about how stable the Delta King is. But you can win your own stay, and you'll be registering for that two-night stay, plus a VIP pass for two people to, oh my gosh, eight or nine museums, attractions here in Old Sacramento. This right there, I mean, this is gold. This pass is gold. I was lucky enough to have one yesterday, so, and it gets you in all over. So, but we won't be registering for that until the second hour. Now, my life last week was spent healing and then trying to catch up on all the stuff I never did that I thought I was going to do, but I didn't do it. So, however, you know, who cares? Life goes on. I'm feeling great, and everything is good. I was more excited about panning for gold in the Railroad Museum because you all know how I love trains. Yes, I love trains. So I forget all that old stuff. Let's just move right along with what is going on today. Now, did you know that Sacramento is the oldest incorporated city in California, dating back to 1849 when its citizens adopted a charter? Today, not only is Sacramento our state's capital, it is also the seventh most populous city in California with over 2.1 million residents. The state flower, and I decided to do state just because we need to refresh ourselves on what's going on here in our state of California. The state flower is the golden poppy. The state tree is the California redwood. And the state bird is the California quail. So there you go. And you're probably thinking, is she doing trivia today? Yes. So, that's a little hint right there. Now, once again, I am staying at the Delta King Riverboat. My room is really, having been on cruise ships, a lot of cruise ships, and knowing that size is really of the utmost importance on how they use the size on boats, I was expecting, really, a lot smaller than what my stateroom is. My stateroom is very large, spacious. It has a flat-screen television, very comfortable, my own. Yes, I have my own bathroom. It's really cool because the bathtub is on four claws. It's a regular bathtub. And the toilets, you have the overhead pole that pulls down. The tank is up above, like in the old days. Very, very cool. Very authentic. And the Delta King Riverboat is very authentic. And we're going to find out more about everything about the Delta King Riverboat when we come back from our break with the owner, co-owner with his brother, Charlie. It's going to be Mike Coyne's going to join us, and I'm just going to grill him on everything going on here in the Delta King. But before we go to break, I'll just tell you a little bit. The historic Delta King is an authentic 285-foot riverboat. The King and her identical twin, the Delta Queen, were christened on May 20th, 1927. Now, for those of you that remember the show from New Orleans, think back, well, I think it was 2 years ago now, when I can't believe it's been that long, but sitting next to me, going in and out of the dock, taking people on river tours, was the Delta Queen. So isn't that a funny coincidence? Here I am on the Delta King, I've been on the Delta Queen, so making one full circle here, and they're both just as beautiful in person as when you see them on, you know, in pictures. Really, really amazing. It's, I don't know, you know, I always get goosebumps when I go on trips like this, because it just makes you think of how lucky we are and how we've evolved and how much fun that era was as well. So it's really, really a nice experience. And yes, you will hear horns from boats in the background. You're going to hear the train blowing its whistle. The Central Pacific Railroad is right next door. There's so much history surrounding me. It really is amazing. So on that note, we are going to take a sponsor's moment. And when we come back, Mike Coyne is going to join me, the owner of the Delta King Riverboat. So stick around. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know we're hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine?
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more. Electric Car Distributors is the only location for new club car, golf cars, and the new Yamaha golf cars, with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
Do you know there are millions of people withdrawn from life because they can't afford a hearing device? The public charity nonprofit organization Helping People Hear Again wants to change that with your help. By donating used, abused, or new hearing aids, we can all make a difference in someone's life. Help us find new ears and let them hear. For mailing information, the location of the nearest drop box, or to see if you qualify for a hearing device, please call 760-776-1738 or visit our website at helpingpeoplehearagain.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, poolside cabanas, tennis, Wi-Fi, and opening soon, a full-service spa to pamper your inner and outer being. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit the Borrego Springs Resort on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. I am on the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento, and I just got a text from Ed. He said, sounds like a great place. Well, thanks for the text, Ed, and yeah, you know what? It is a great place. And here's one more little bit of info before we talk to Mike, because you know, I'm just going to put him on the spot here. In 1982, the Delta King sank. Now listen to this, sank in the San Francisco Bay and was in the San Francisco Bay for 18 months. Mike Coyne, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
My pleasure. Thank you for coming aboard.
Well, first of all, thank you for hosting me. This has really been a wonderful experience. But my first question, now that I've said that, everybody's going, what in the world possessed somebody, you and your brother, to take on an adventure or like this?
Well, actually, as a point of clarification, my brother Charlie and I work on the boat, but it's actually a family-owned business, and I have four brothers, and there's four of us and a sister.
Okay.
So if I don't mention them, I'm sure I'll be hearing from them later. And the answer to your question is my brother Ed had an opportunity to look at the Delta King, and we kind of said, okay, go look at it, see what you think. And he came back and goes, oh, it's beautiful. And we said, oh, well, that's great. And we said, well, when can we go see it? So about a week or two later, we went over to Alameda, which is where it was tied up at the time, and looked at the boat. Well, it really wasn't beautiful. He was squinting pretty hard to come up with that description of the boat. The boat had recently been raised, and actually the boat did sink twice, the first time in Collinsville, and then the last time in the inner harbor of Richmond. And it was down for the 18 months and was raised at a cost of about $1 million. And I had an opportunity about 3 years ago to talk to one of the divers who had gone underwater to make this thing happen. We were two stories underwater, and they were concerned about when the boat was raised, that the weight of the water that had been absorbed into the wood would cause the structure to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go and put in reinforcement beams. And there was literally a forest of 6x6 and 8x8s that they had to take down through the passageways. So if you think a little bit about the Titanic, and they're going down the stairwells.
Yep.
They had to do exactly that with these, you know, 25-foot or 20-foot pieces of wood.
I mean, I wish we had time to talk about, really, I mean, it's amazing that they let it just sit there at the bottom for 18 months. And your brother obviously was very enamored and didn't see any of that.
Yes, we've never forgiven him.
He was totally convinced. You know what, though? I can see why. He had a vision. He saw how beautiful the Delta King would look once he was refurbished. You always sort of want to say she when it comes to a ship, but once he was refurbished, and it truly is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. But technically, the boat is a she.
Oh, it is a she. Okay.
All ships are feminine.
Oh, right.
Even if they have a masculine name.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I kept wanting to say she, so now I can say she. So now that you raised her up and you went through, how long was the refurbishment?
Actually, the time that we got involved with the boat, it had already been raised. We got involved in the boat in 1984 and opened in 1989. The first thing we did was take it into dry dock and make sure it didn't sink again.
Yeah, that would be helpful, huh?
Minor point.
Now, did you, when you were doing this, did you really, in your mind, forget what your brother was thinking, did you think we can really do this?
We were thinking we could do it. We thought we could do it a little less expensively than we did, but we had a partner by the name of, at that time, by the name of Walter Harvey, and he and his wife were the architects and designer for the restoration, and they had a vision. We bought into it, and I mean, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful ship, and when we did our restoration, our goal was to get the exterior as close as we could to the maiden voyage. And we're probably about 95% historically correct from the exterior.
Wow. And when you walk, I really like the fact that when you walk around the Delta King, you have the photographs, old photographs dating back. They're just really fun to look at and see the different stages that the Delta King went through as far as being, I think, barracks. And of course, the era when it was ruling the waterways, it was a casino, and it had jazz bands, gambling. It had everything going on here on the Delta King.
Yeah, I think the riverboats were the early version of Las Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You had a 12-hour pass where nobody talked about what actually happened.
Hey, that's okay. Right, yeah, live a little, have some fun. Now, you really threw me. When I walked into my stateroom, I'm putting my stuff away, and I glance at the clock to see what time it was, and I'm going, huh? That's just like 14-something. So we are running on ship's time, actually, in all the rooms.
Some may have that ability, but not necessarily all of them.
Okay, I thought, is he trying to test me already? I don't know, but it was kind of fun, because I said, okay, I can get used to that. I have it down, though. Good. Now I can tell what time it is. So we have the Delta King in refurbished, ready to go. You open her up at the hotel. Let's talk about the Delta King today. How many staterooms? They're very large, flat screens. Tell us what you have here.
Certainly. Again, the Delta King is an historic ship. We were restored in 1989. We have a 44-room hotel, and one of those being the captain's quarters, which is includes the original wheelhouse area. It's a two-level suite. All of our rooms have a single queen-size bed other than two, so it's really designed more for couples rather than large families. We get some families that, because of the riverboat, the kids really like the idea of it, but the sleeping accommodations don't work well for them. We have, in addition to that, we have a wonderful restaurant on board. We have our Delta Bar and Grill, and we have two theater companies. We have the Suspects Mystery Dinner Theater Company, which has been operating in Sacramento for 21 years. It's the longest running show in Sacramento. And then secondly, we have the Capitol Stage Theater Company, and they've been on board for about 7 years, and they do very avant-garde productions, very provocative shows.
Okay. Well, we were going to talk about the dining in just a moment, but let's go back to the Delta King herself. Now, she is stationary.
We are permanently moored where we are. We are floating.
Yes. Definitely. So, we're right there, because I can still feel a little movement, which I thought was interesting, because I didn't think I'd be able to, like the Queen Mary, I mean, she has these long, beams that she's not moving at all, but I can actually feel a little movement on the boat.
If a large boat goes by and throws up a wake, we'll feel it for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, oh, it's so subtle.
It's very subtle. It really is. It's soothing in a lot of ways.
Because you know what I love about it is I feel, and I am, on a boat, but I feel like I'm on a boat. I don't feel like I'm in a hotel. And that's really, for me, the experience that I was looking for. I wanted to experience, of course, the hotel, but something besides a big building or whatever. I mean, this is so unique. I was sitting up above and just listening to a lot of the visitors in the area walking by, looking at the boat. They would walk down and go inside the lobby and whatnot. And it really attracts so much attention because it's so beautiful.
The floor, and some people come in, they go, oh, you're crooked, or are we sinking, or are we listing? No, that was the design, and so when you come on board, you definitely know you're on a boat. It's not your run-of-the-mill hotel.
Oh, no, and I like the rooms are very bright, so a lot of windows in the room.
I'm one of those who said, I never would. But after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing,
I don't
Mother
know
Nature
what
has
no,
got the best of my skin.
I heard a commercial there on the other end. I don't know. So there we go. We have that taken care of. But I like that the rooms are very bright, and you have the views of Old Sacramento, and you all have
getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Françoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Françoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of the Traveling with Françoise family. Direct at 760-409-9779 or visit travelingwithfrancoise.com and send me an email. I'm offering a summer special, so don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business. Electric Car Distributors is happy to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 with a built-in charger, great color combinations, and more. Come in and see the latest models for 2010. We also have a great selection of pre-owned Westerns and more.
Electric car distributor.
Golf cars and the new Yamaha golf cars. Two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For more information, please call 760-360-9898. That's 760-360-9898. Finally!
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire.
Lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
You're listening to News Talk 920. KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. We are here with Mike Coyne, one of the family-owned members of the Delta King Riverboat here in Old Sacramento. Now, we were talking about the dining in regards to Old Sacramento. We're right up the docks here. And weddings. You've had weddings all weekend long. This is a great venue for weddings.
Yeah, it is. It's a very scenic location. We had two weddings yesterday. We have one this morning. We probably do about 60 or 70 weddings a year.
That's a lot. That's but I can see why, because it's unique. Well, a lot of people want to get married, just not always in a park. And you're right by the water.
Yeah, a lot of the ceremonies happen outside on the landing, and then they come inside for the reception.
Okay. Now, what do you constantly find? Since you're on, I mean, I've seen you all over the boat here constantly. What stands out? Do you still see things that are unique that maybe you didn't notice before or something that you say, man, I haven't noticed that in a long time?
The thing that really gets me every once in a while is I can't believe how big the boat is. It wasn't really until we had our first flood stage in Sacramento and the river was about 20 feet higher than it is right now that I really got a feel for how large and grandiose the Delta King is. It's the largest ship ever to come to Sacramento, this and the Delta Queen.
Wow. Jeez. And the paddle wheel, folks, is still there. It's in the back. Does it turn?
It does not. That's actually a replica. The original shank or the axle of the original paddle wheel is currently on the Delta Queen, keeping that running.
Okay, now do most guests, and I'm sure once in a while, you get guests that check in and they weren't really sure what they were checking, and are they just totally amazed that this really is what it is?
Yes. We get a number of people that once they get their feet on the boat, they go, I kept looking for this tall building, some kind of hotel, and couldn't find it. And they finally called, and we said, oh, it's a riverboat. Just come to the water, and you'll see us.
And the sign's really easy to see right off when you go over the bridge. You have a big name on the back, really, really easy. Now, dining. Great food here. We're going to talk to your chef, Chef Julian Vasquez, a little bit later on in the second hour. I'll talk to him. I had wonderful shrimp Louis last night. But you have the restaurants here as well. So, I mean, really, if a person just wants to hang out on the boat and not leave, you have a computer in the lobby, you have flat screens in the room, rooms have air conditioning, you have restaurants, you have the dinner theater. What more does a person need?
Yeah. Well, you absolutely could stay on the Delta King and not really have to leave, but Old Sacramento is a great, great location. The facilities there, and there are other very nice restaurants in Old Sacramento. And so as much as we love having you on board, we would probably encourage you to get out and about.
Well, and it is walking. I mean, it's just paces up the dock, and there you are. You're right there, the train station. You know, and really, the ambiance around the Delta King is so cool with the train, the whistles blowing and all that. I mean, do you ever get tired of all that? I can't imagine.
Fortunately, I'm not tired. I haven't gotten tired yet, and I've been doing this for a little over 21 years.
Yeah, it's so, you know, I mean, people would, I mean, they're thinking, man, this guy is really lucky. Mike Coyne, you're a lucky guy.
Well, especially like you said, if you're looking out over the river like we are right now, a lot of people would die for this view. We're very fortunate.
And it's sprinkling right now. Rain, remember what it's like, folks? Rain in the desert? I don't know. So tell my listeners, if they have not been to
experience anything like the Delta King, and they're thinking about it. And you're not going to get seasick. Don't even worry about that, because it won't happen. Trust me, that's not going to happen. What would you like to say to my listeners that have never experienced staying in a hotel like the Delta King?
Well, a lot of people compare it to going on a cruise, in that they would love the feel and the ambiance of it. The Delta King is more along the lines of a nice bed and breakfast as opposed to the Hilton. You know, we're not competing with the Hilton. We're a very unique property. I lost my thought.
Well, I was looking here. You have packages to fit all types of needs for everyone. A great wedding location. You can go to their website right now, folks, at deltaking.com. Of course, this will be posted on my website later on when I get back. The phone number is 800-825-5464. That's right. And you can check it out and look for yourself, and you can be enamored like I am right now looking at the water. In fact, I'm thinking, you know, why am I working? You know, I should be out there sitting on deck. No, but I'm having a great time. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being on the air.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming and letting me be a part of this show.
Oh, it's great. I know you have his phones ringing. He has work to do, okay? There's weddings going on. You have a lot of stuff going on today. It is a Sunday, busy day for you. I really appreciate
it. It is a work day for me, that's for sure.
It's a work day for Mike Coyne, co-owner with his family. So this is a family affair, the Delta King in Old Sacramento. Again, go to their website right now. Check it out, deltaking.com, and you'll be saying, oh, Francoise, what a life you have. So thanks again, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, folks. So I like to say, I could go on the history with the Delta King for forever. I mean, there's so much history, and like again, also there's all different price packages to choose from. Just go to their website, pick what works for you, and come out and experience something. Now, I told you in the second hour you will be registering for your own two-night stay plus a VIP pass to many of the attractions and museums here in Old Sacramento. So, but not until the second hour. Because Valley has to keep up with everything that's going on here. We have so much that always goes on with the show. She has to concentrate on what we're doing here. But you can go to my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, at any time. And after the show, I will have all the information posted. So that was just a little bit of history of the Delta King Riverboat. Again, the sister to the Delta Queen. And these boats have just... I tell you, they were used as net tenders, floating barracks, troop transports, hospital ships, so much history again, plus, of course, the gambling and the era of drinking and jazz bands, and really a stateroom back in the 1927 when the Delta King was christened was $3.50. And for a dollar, you got your own blanket. And you could sleep on the cargo deck. So what do you think? Things have come a long way since then. Now you have a nice spacious room with chairs, flat screen, big queen size, comfy queen size bed. And it's low ceilings. It's really kind of funny because the ceilings are very low. Because remember, you are on a boat and you go into your bathroom and you have the four clawed bathtub, which sits up. It's not like we're all spoiled and used to it. It's very cool. And the toilet that has the tank overhead, so you pull down and it's really fun. You're kind of going, wow. I just stepped back in time. You step back in time, but you have all the conveniences of today. So what we're going to do right now is, because I have to certainly touch base, because before I have our next guest on after our next break, which we're not going to take yet, Lucy Steffens from the Visitors Bureau will be joining us, and we'll talk about more about Old Sacramento. Pony Express, very interesting. Some of the museums I have been to here, very, very fascinating. I don't know, sometimes maybe I live in the wrong era, the dresses that the woman used to wear, the long dresses and the hats and stuff. I don't know, I think I could do that, but maybe not. But it's sure fun to look at it. So what I'm going to do right now is tell you a little bit about what's going on at home. We have the Get a Life Weekly Announcements brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. So don't forget that the YMCA, they have all their child care programs going on. Enroll your child today at 760-341-9622 or go to their website. Also, Better Hearing, they have a test market going on, a special test market going on
next week, Tuesday, September 21st, Wednesday, September 22nd, and Thursday, September 23rd. And they're going to be doing all sorts of free demonstrations, a free fiber optic octoscope exam, all sorts of things going on at Better Hearing Systems. And again, remember, these are also the people that are working with me on the nonprofit, helping people hear again. So if you have any of your hearing needs, go on over there. You can call them at 877-926-0848. And ask Sylvia at the desk. You'll love Sylvia. She's a sweetheart. What's going on? And she will fill you in about all the things that, are going on in Better Hearing System. And also, don't forget the deadline for pianists age 17 and under for the Virginia Waring International Piano Competition. The deadline to get your applications in is October 15th. So you can give them a call at 760-773-2575. Again, that's 760-773-2575. And make sure you get those applications in. This is a wonderful, wonderful annual event in the Valley, and they do such, I mean, there's such amazing talent out there. Really is. So check it out. All right. Oh, just got another text. I don't know. Ed said, great website. What history the boat has. Very interesting. So thank you, Ed. See, he's checking it out, the Delta King online. And yes, Ed, you are right. It is great history. It is a great boat. Great location. You walk up the docks, and you are right there in Old Town Sacramento. There's taxis. There's transit. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Lucy. But or you can drive your own car. Either way, and they have parking here, so Michael, the valet down there, he was fabulous. He slept all the stuff up here onto the boat, and so you don't have to worry. There's everything's taken care of, so you will be spoiled, I promise. Now, remember that we have a lot of contests going on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Find the jet taking off, and you could win tickets to the Palm Springs Air Museum. I have excuse me, Museum of Making Music tickets to give away, a family four-pack. We have Pick a Destination, or you can win a $25 gift certificate for Kaiser Restaurant Group. And also, we have the Red Rocks of Sedona Are Waiting for Me contest. Somebody is going to win a trip to Sedona. So make sure you go to the contest page and sign up. It's free to sign up for all of these. Must be 18 years of age and older. And all the details are right there on the contest page of TravelingWithFrancoise.com. You don't need to be a Club Francoise member for that. You just need to enjoy traveling with Francoise. It's that simple. And we also have our recipe page, Let's Eat. So I have, let's see, three recipes posted now. We have my corn on the cob. We have Phil's favorite pepperoni pizza. We have Janet's mushroom rice. And coming up after I get home, we'll be putting up, I think it's bacon and tomato cups or something by Susan Rosenberg. She sent that, and I've had it, and I haven't been able to post it yet, but we will do that. So on that note, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take our last sponsor's timeout for this hour. Lucy Steffens from the Visitors Bureau is going to join us when we come back. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. We'll be right back.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Scooby-Doo-Wop-Boo-Bam!
You've seen Walter Clark on television. Perhaps it's time you see him in person. Walter Clark Legal Group is one of the Valley's premier California injury legal firms, with Walter Clark at the helm. Located in Palm Desert on El Paseo. Call today for a free consultation. And as Walter Clark firmly states, we don't get paid unless you get paid. Walter Clark Legal Group can be reached at 760-568-5661. That's 760-568-5661. Or visit them on the web at walterclark.com.
I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at lombardocosmeticsurgery.com or on the homepage of travelingwithfrancoise.com. Can you live on $800 a month? Sadly, that is the average monthly income for many seniors here in our Coachella Valley. And in a time of crisis, they often feel there is no one to turn to. Well, there is someone to turn to. Desert Samaritans for the Elderly. From financial assistance to help with everyday life, Desert Samaritans for the Elderly has been helping qualified seniors in our valley for over 11 years. For help or to help someone else in need, please call 760-837-9066. That's 837-9066 or visit them on the web at dsfte.org. Whether you are meeting people on a professional level or friends just getting together, the first thing we notice is someone's hair. For me, it's all about low maintenance but with style and pizzazz. That's where my stylist, Patrick of Patrick Marchinson Hair Design, comes in. Patrick creates the right look for me with cut color and styling, so my hair looks its best even on my casual days. Let Patrick work his magic on your hair at Patrick Marchinson Hair Design in the spa at the JW Marriott Desert Springs Resort in Palm Desert. Call now to schedule an appointment at 760-862-1675 or visit Patrick on the web at pmhair.com. That's pmhair.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. Yes, and I am having a blast. Joining me right now from the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau, and all that will be posted on my website, the direct link to them so you can see exactly where to go with the phone number, is Lucy Steffens. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm having a great time. I love your town. City.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, it's a city.
I love your city. Now, let's just jump right in. How long have you lived in Sacramento?
I have lived in Sacramento almost 30 years.
Oh.
So I certainly have seen so much development here in Sacramento. I mean, just phenomenal. You know, and I'm sure many of your listeners have been to Sacramento before, maybe in fourth grade when they were studying California history, because that's when we still get a lot of the school children up here to visit the state capitol in Sutter's Fort. But, oh, let me tell you, Francoise, so much has changed, and especially over, I would say, the last 10 years. It's just been phenomenal, the development we've seen here in Sacramento. It's really grown from the small kind of sleepy government town
right
to a real cosmopolitan city.
It's spectacular, and I love the waterways. I mean, you're so fortunate to have the waterways that intertwine through the entire area. In fact, I'm looking at a very modern building over to the left, and behind me is Old Sacramento, and everywhere you look last night, there's this building over here to my far left lights up. It's spectacular,
yeah.
With the reflection coming off the river, and then again behind me is the old train depot, the town, the planking on as from the sidewalk. I mean, it's amazing that you can just look around and feel so many different experiences.
Yes.
Now, just talk a little bit, as such two diverse communities, new and old, when people are coming to visit Sacramento, how do you distinguish the two between them? You just want to cover everything, to let them know that you have two distinct locations?
I think definitely history, California history, that's one thing that's so unique to Sacramento, because it was, you know, when gold was discovered in 1848, and then 1849 the gold rush started, and basically the miners from all over the world came to what is now Old Sacramento, because that's where they had the shops and the hotels where they would have to outfit themselves to make their way into the gold country, into the gold mines. And That's how Sacramento was actually developed. That's how it got started. You know, it grew into a city very, very rapidly during the California Gold Rush. And then certainly after a while, the city kind of fell into, you know, disrepair. Old Sacramento, some of the old buildings were not maintained. It was actually, I would say, in the 70s that the city, the Sacramento Housing and Redevelopment Agency, and also private investors took it upon themselves to really resurrect old Sacramento again to the way it is today. We have 50, 55 buildings that were either reconstructed or renovated to the time of the Gold Rush. So you see these very authentic buildings here in old Sacramento. And as you alluded to before, you have the cobblestone streets, the wooden sidewalks, mm-hmm. and the horse-drawn carriages, really to evoke that time in California history.
And then you go from the old to the new. Talk about the new.
The new would really be the development, the fabulous restaurants we have in Midtown Sacramento, downtown, Midtown, that have sprung up, I would say, mostly over the past 10 to 15 years. You can find locally grown food that are very, as in many destinations, I think restaurants use locally grown food, and there are certainly several chefs here in the area that really particularly focus on that. We have the Grange Restaurant and the New Citizen Hotel. We have Mulvaney's Building and Loan. We have the Perigary Group. And it's just phenomenal, the cuisine we have available here.
I know I've been eating for 2 days.
Yeah.
And?
And, of course, many, many art galleries in the downtown and Midtown area. So you have the contrast, the old Sacramento, the California history, and then you just walk a few blocks up and you are in a modern city.
A beautiful city at that. Now, you have a transit system for your guests, the visitors here in old Sacramento, but for all over the town.
All over town, we certainly have the light rail system, and we have regional transit, so it's really easy to get around once you're here. And really, what's really so convenient, most of our attractions are located, our major attractions, I should say, are located within a three-mile radius. And especially our European visitors, they just walk all over the place.
And there have been a lot. Yesterday there were some I heard different accents from all over. And they're so fascinated with our history, even more so than we can be at times.
Absolutely, because the Old West history, the Gold Rush history, is so fascinating to especially Europeans and Asian visitors.
And even us, though, I'm fascinated. I'm trying to think back to high school and saying some of this stuff. I didn't remember about the flooding in Sacramento. I didn't remember any of that. And I'm thinking, you know, see, doesn't
yeah.
hurt to come visit our state capital.
Absolutely.
And refresh our memories.
Absolutely.
Now, when I am a big supporter of visitor centers. I think that everyone should visit visitor centers. Tell us where you have two here.
We have two here.
And where are they located? And what are you going to find there besides a phenomenal stagecoach in one?
Right. Yeah. That is the old Sacramento Visitor Center run by the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's located on 2nd Street in Old Sacramento, just off the corner of J Street. And it's open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. And we have really enthusiastic docents in our mm-hmm. visitor center that know the history, every bit of Sacramento history, not just the history, but also what's going on in town. And you pick up your brochures, you pick up flyers, events, talk about events. Sometimes our partners leave coupons in the area. So I think that's a good starting point for visitors starting off in Old Sacramento. That's open 7 days a week. And the visitor center in our Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're located at 16th and I Street. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
So now the old had the stagecoach and all the history in Old Sacramento. I would think the other visitor center that I didn't give you had a little bit more of the modern feel, Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's our corporate office, basically, our business office.
Okay. All right. I just had to do a little mic check here. Let's see if that's a little bit better. I think we're getting a little static. It might be from one of the boats here in the area or something. Hopefully we'll get that straightened out. Are going on in the area. What would you like to say to my listeners in this hour that have never been to Old Sacramento? What would you like to say to get them up here?
If you really want to experience true early California gold rush history, you have to come to Old Sacramento. Experience the old buildings, the wooden sidewalks, cobblestone streets, and horse-drawn carriages, along with six museums. I don't think you made it to all of them yesterday.
I have so many places I have to go. I never have enough time.
Absolutely. So come down here and enjoy that piece of early California history, and we'll talk a little bit about a very special event that goes on here annually in our second hour.
Okay. All right. Lucy, thank you so much. You can step back and relax.
You're quite welcome.
A pleasure talking with you. And I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do the trivia question. And the first correct answer is going to receive a large pizza of your choice of toppings from Bill's Pizza in Palm Springs. And the question is, the official bird of California is what? The official bird of California is what? And the numbers you need to call are 760-320-8255 or toll free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. So the lines are now open on that. You can call Valley, and she will take care of all that for you at her end. Now, a little more. Yesterday I was telling you that I was at the Underground Tour, but I wanted to let you know that I was at the site of where the first Pony Express took off. Now, this is really amazing because those guys were paid $50 to $100 a month, and they preferred orphans, according to Ruth in the Visitors Bureau, who was so knowledgeable. I mean, she was fantastic in the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau. They preferred orphans, and the Pony Express only lasted 18 months. Now, for me, for some reason, I thought it ran on a lot longer than that, but it only lasted 18 months. So that's a little bit more history going on for about Sacramento. And before we wrap up this first hour, we need to also cover what's going on at home to get a Life Weekly free. Okay, and that is who? We have a winner, and Valley's finding out who that is. Cindy, congratulations, Cindy. You are the winner. The official bird of California is the California Valley Quail. So there you go. Good guess, Cindy. Did you run your website, or did you just know that? I'll have to ask you later. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Previews is brought to you by Ozzy's AAA-rated and approved complete automotive service and repair, located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ozzy's at 760-773-5939. That's 760-773-5939. Don't forget the ballroom dancing at Dink's. That's going on every week. Don't forget the tribute to the big bands. That's also going on at Dink's. For the new Medicare Information Center. Also, there's a free concert with the Los Angeles opera star Susanna Guzman, and that will be Thursday, September 23rd at 7 p.m., and that will be at the Coachella Valley High School. And this will all be posted on my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Again, that's a free concert with Los Angeles opera star Susanna Guzman, and that is Thursday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Coachella Valley High School. Okay, and Kimberly Nichols, they have College of the Desert. What are they having over there? Host a poetry reading at the Annenberg Theater on September 23rd in celebration of Phantom Seed, issue number 4. So that will be, when is that? It's College of the Desert, September 23rd at the Annenberg Theater, and for more, and from 5 to 8. And that is a free event. So you can call the Palm Springs Art Museum over there to find out more. And finally, let's cover this Sunday's Get a Life weekly price events brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Whether your hair is thick or thin, these revolutionary hair clips stay put. Check out Hair Urchins at www.urchinswithans.com. And all we have this week, because the season is gearing up, let me tell you, after this week, folks, we're going to be jam-packed with all sorts of things to do. The Angel Light Academy and Wine Women, they are hosting the beginning of the season event for them. That is Saturday, September 25th. It's at Fleming Steakhouse. It is a silent auction. Let's see, tickets are $75 per person. You must make reservations, and you can call them at 866-302-6435. Okay, that's 866-302-6435. So here I am in Old Sacramento on the Delta King Riverboat, having a great time. Now the sun's kind of peeking out. It is beautiful. And, oh, I hear, I think it's, I hear something in the background. I haven't heard the train yet. That must be the horn blower coming in or going out. I am not sure, but there's a lot going on here. Yesterday I did see where the original Pony Express took off. I went underground in Old Sacramento. I'm doing just a little bit of everything here, and still I will not be able to get to the Governor's Mansion Sports Center and all the other places I had planned on visiting. So on that note, we are going to wrap up this hour. Now remember, in the second hour, you're going to be able to register for your own trip to the Delta King right here on the Sacramento River. It's a two-night stay plus a VIP pass to lots of museums, all sorts of great stuff going on here in Sacramento. Okay, you are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on Newstalk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the Delta King Riverboat in Old Sacramento. We will be back in about 5 minutes, so stick around.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? Tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot. Nightlife, I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
KPSI Palm Springs with Rush Limbaugh, 9 to noon weekdays.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They've been found.
They are alive and well. I was just given that update. That is the best news of the day.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Steve Whitmore just minutes ago declaring that 14 members of a group described as cult-like have been found at a park in Southern California. They had disappeared from Palmdale, leaving behind letters indicating they were waiting for some cataclysmic event. But they have been found alive. Sarah Shord, the American woman released by Iran last week after 13 months captivity, is about to meet with reporters here in New York City at this hour. She arrived in Washington early this morning after a flight from the United Arab Emirates. On ABC's This Week broadcast, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was a little miffed.
Iran was the country that released Sarah. We haven't even received a note from the United States on that. We were always prepared to talk, but under fair conditions and respectful conditions.
Ahmadinejad through a translator. Also on the broadcast, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who met with the mothers of Shord's companions still jailed in Iran.
I just can't even imagine how painful the experience that they themselves have had inside prison. But then, of course, the pain that their families feel.
Heavy rain, high wind, and big waves lashing Bermuda as Hurricane Igor approaches. The storm has degraded to a Category 1 status, blowing at 85 miles an hour. But Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says it's still dangerous.
In addition to the wind threat, Igor is expected to produce 6 to 9 inches of rain on the island. And there's also going to be a dangerous storm surge with significant coastal flooding.
Igor expected to cross directly over or near Bermuda late tonight or early on Monday. President Obama is calling the kill of the ruptured well in the Gulf of Mexico a milestone in his administration's response to the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Officials announced tests show the well is effectively dead. You're listening to ABC News.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The Home Depot's home to the only number one rated interior paint and primer in one, Behr Premium Plus Ultra. So, stripes on the wall? Covered. Burgundy walls that need a lighter shade? Covered. All done in half the time, leaving you with years of beautiful, true color. Thanks to the only paint and primer in one that's rated number one, Behr Premium.